the president's toast at a state luncheon held in honor of Princess Beatrix of the Netherlands. From the state dining room of the White House, April 18, 1963.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know that I speak on behalf of all of our fellow Americans in extending the warmest welcome to our guest of honor and to the members of their party. She is welcome in this country again. She was a guest of my predecessor, President Eisenhower, but she's welcome for many reasons, because of the country that she represents, which has had the most ancient ties with the United States, which has sent to us some of our most industrious and distinguished citizens, which has had a history which, in its own right, which has captured in many ways the imagination of all of us who are interested in the West and the story of the West, and because her country is allied with us closely in NATO and represents an association which we value most heavily. Her countrymen have made a reputation for themselves as defenders of not only the interests of their own country, this is particularly true in recent months and years, but also as an outward-looking people who look to the integration of Europe in an Atlantic community and partnership, which can serve as the nucleus for a strong and free world. So her country meets, I think, its responsibilities in a vital time, as we hope we meet ours. And I think the long view that we have of the future of the West, defense of the West, is parallel to the long view which her countrymen hold. So we are delighted to have her here, and also because she is her mother's daughter, who is so highly regarded here, and her father's daughter, who has worked so hard to make a reality of the general aspirations of which I spoke. And we're glad particularly to have her here because of her own exceptional and personality. Coming from an old country and an old people, she is a bright young figure who we admire and who we feel honored by her visit. So we want you to know, Your Highness, that we're very proud to have you here. We're delighted to have you here. And I hope that all of you will join in drinking with me to the prosperity of her country and to the health of Her Majesty the Queen.